Thank you for listening to Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
In Time Out for Music today, we feature on renowned Bulgarian violinist Sasha Popov, known as the father of Bulgarian symphonic music. A masterly violinist and later renowned soloist and chamber musician, Sasha Popov remains in the Bulgarian music history as one of the most remarkable conductors of all times. He is also known as the father of Bulgarian symphonic music. The country marks in July 2014 his 115th birth anniversary, which is a good occasion to recall some of the few recordings conducted by Sasha Popov himself. We begin with a fragment of the first part of the number 4 concerto for piano and orchestra by Pancho Vladigerov in accompaniment of the Sofia Philharmonic Orchestra.
Thank you.
Sasha Popov was born in the Danube city of Ruse in 1899. He started playing the violin when he was only 4 under the mentorship of his father. Later, when his family settled in Sofia, the young musician studied in the classes of Petko Naumov, a violinist, conductor and composer. He progressed quickly and his parents decided that he should continue his education in Vienna. Sasha departed to the capital of Austro-Hungary together with his mother and his sister. He was only 9 at that time. There he studied in the classes of renowned professor Karl Spiel and later in the classes of pedagogue Otokar Shevchik, who gave him lessons free of charge. Sasha again dazzled the world with his music skills and the quick progress he was making. He joined the Vienna Conservatory, where he studied until his 19th birthday. Later he returned to Bulgaria to cover his mandatory military service. Then he started to lecture at the Sofia Music Academy, where he established a symphonic orchestra. Later the Academic Orchestra was in the root of the Royal Military Symphony Orchestra, which was later reformed to the State Symphony Orchestra. Our next piece is entitled The Great Gate of Kiev, from the suite Pictures at an Exhibition by Modest Mussorgsky, orchestrated by Maurice Ravel.
Thank you.
people tell many stories about Sasha Popov. His contemporaries described him as an exceptionally magnetic personality, a great professional and a very compassionate man. When Sasha started to form the Royal Military Symphony Orchestra, he had to bring good musicians from all parts of Bulgaria. The renowned conductor was taking good care of the orchestra members and helped them solve various problems. However, he was very demanding in his job. He even signed an order to punish himself due to involuntary mistake during a concert performance. He quickly made a wonderful band, which held many concerts across Bulgaria. In 1938, during his historical music tour in Italy, the Royal Military Symphony Orchestra performed Symphony No. 6 by Piotr Tchaikovsky. In 1949, as a conductor of the Sofia Philharmonic Orchestra, Sasha Popov formed a philharmonic choir of 140 members and several chamber bands. The orchestra held premieres of pieces by Pancho Vladigerov, Lyubomir Pipkov, Marin Guleminov and many other renowned Bulgarian composers. Sasha Popov invited representatives of the world music elite, such as Bruno Walter, Carlo Cecchi, etc., to be guest conductors. His remarkable career continued until 1956, when he was retired unreasonably. Later, some of the most eminent Bulgarian musicians described this act as one of the most shameful pages of the Bulgarian music history. When he became jobless, Sasha established the Collegium Musicum Chamber Orchestra. The rehearsals were held in the evening hours because his musicians used to work at different places and played for free at the Collegium Museum. Meanwhile, Sasha Popov conducted concerts of the Bulgarian National Radio Symphonic Orchestra. Let us now hear his voice from the only recording saved in the golden archives of the Bulgarian National Radio. Sasha Popov talks about the Pini di Roma symphonic poem by Otorino Respinghi and shares impressions from the radio orchestra.
През сезоните 1936, 1938 и 1939 година под мое ръководство бяха изпълнени за първи път римски празненства.
I performed Respighi's pieces between 1936 and 1939, when they sounded in Bulgaria for the first time. The radio band was attracted by the Pini di Roma piece. Its composer wrote this piece under the strong influence of Rimsky-Korsakov, as he studied in his music classes in 1901. I worked with the Bulgarian National Radio Symphonic Orchestra in the past, too. I am happy to note the huge progress marked by this band. Meeting with the BNR Symphonic Band has always been a great pleasure for me.
Thank you.
You've heard a fragment of the Pini di Roma piece, a recording from a concert held back in 1962 to the rendition of the BNR Symphonic Orchestra conducted by Sasha Popov. The great Bulgarian musician worked in Israel, the United States of America and Egypt, as his motherland failed to provide him normal working conditions. In 1975, his colleagues organized a celebration of his 75th birthday. They sent an invitation to Sasha Popov, who lived in Los Angeles at that time, to attend the event. However, Sasha's excitement was so huge that he suffered a heart attack. Thus, one of the greatest personalities in the Bulgarian music history left this world. Without being able to see his motherland again, his daughter, opera prima Valeria Popova, and his granddaughter, renowned opera singer Alexandrina Pendachanska. We end this music show with a wonderful recording made in 1958 at the Collegium Musicum Concert called Finale, Molto Vivace by Sergei Prokofiev. This has been Time Out for Music featuring on renowned Bulgarian conductor and violinist Sasha Popov.
Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast. You can listen to Bulgarian music around the clock via our two streaming channels. And also you can follow the latest updates and news stories at bnr.bg/English. Soon also available for mobile devices.